What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hot Commodity Ant C, and we are jumping into our time machines and going back to the Attitude Era, covering Attitude Era Season 2. We're on Raw is War from August 30th, 1999. We're about to enter Fall 99, which I'm excited about. I've never seen any of these matches or Raw or SmackDown, so I'm looking forward to see what I missed. This episode of Raw is live in B-Town, Boston, Massachusetts, and The Rock comes out to start the night. The Rock says, last Thursday on SmackDown, I should have became the WWE champion. But if it wasn't for a little jabroni, Shawn Michaels being in the pocket of Triple H, that wouldn't have happened. Shawn Michaels, you run your mouth like you're some impressive cowboy. Come face The Rock. I'll take your little cowboy hat, put it on my head, take your six shooter, and stick it straight up your ass. Triple H, you got 5 seconds to come out here and face The Rock, or I will whip your monkey ass. The Rock leaves the ring and looks for Triple H backstage. And as he's looking for Triple H, The Rock appears and nails The Rock with his championship. That's when China and Shane McMahon show up and attack The Rock with Triple H until Mankind makes the save. Shane McMahon then comes out to the ring with the Mean Street Posse. And Shane says, it seems everyone is feeling frisky tonight. Both The Rock and Mankind feel like they should have a shot at the title. You will each get a shot at Triple H in the ring tonight if you can beat your opponent. Rock, you will attempt to make the Undertaker's monkey ass famous. It will be a no-holds-barred match between you two. If you pin the Undertaker, Rock, you have a shot tonight. Mankind, you poor decrepit soul. Last Thursday, I laid the smackdown on you and defeated you by myself, becoming the new King of Hardcore. You cowardly attacked the posse from behind. Mankind, you have to take on all three of the posse members and bring your decrepit carcass out here now, and let's do the match. So Mankind comes out. Shane dismisses the referee and says that he will be the ref for the match. All posse members attack Mankind, but Mankind nails a double clothesline. Joey Abs nails Mankind with a cookie sheet, and then the posse members hit Mankind with trash can shots. Mankind then hits Pete Gas with a shovel. Shane doesn't count for Mankind. And he holds his ankle, pretending like he's in pain. And then Mankind applies Mr. Socko, the Man of Uncle, on Shane McMahon until Triple H runs out and Mankind attacks Triple H. So we've seen Shane McMahon trying to outsmart Mankind. He does the Mean Street Posse get the win by DQ, so Mankind doesn't have a shot at the championships. Next, we have a no-holds-barred match of WWE Tag Champion The Undertaker with the Big Show and Paul Bearer taking on The Rock. But before the match can happen, Undertaker tells Big Show the Big Show will beat The Rock's ass and make him like it. And Undertaker joins commentary, much like he did on SmackDown, leaving the Big Show to fight alone. Rock clotheslines Big Show to the floor to start. The Rock nails a Russian leg sweep on the ramp. Big Show nails a big boot, and then Rock tosses Big Show into the post. Rock joins commentary and punches The Undertaker, and then Big Show chokeslams The Rock through a table to get a three count afterwards. The Big Show gets the victory, but The Undertaker is announced the winner. After Triple H comes out and stomps The Rock, Undertaker grabs Triple H by the throat, but then Mankind runs out, making Undertaker and Big Show attack Mankind. So Undertaker is definitely on his own here. He's not siding with Triple H, but Triple H definitely getting involved, being the champion. We get an interview backstage from Al Snow. He has missing posters for Pepper, and it sounds like someone's making love behind him because he makes a big deal about it looking back.
Doing the wild thing.
The wild thing. Hardcore champion Big Boss Man comes out next, and Boss Man says, I got something to say, Al. I need you to come hear it. Al comes out. Boss Man says, I would like to apologize for not keeping my bargain. I saw you crying on Sunday Night Heat. I had a dog that got run over by a car when I was young, so I understand. You come to my hotel this Thursday, and I will personally hand you Pepper. No tricks, no games. It's time for this to end and for Pepper to go home. Bossman offers his hand and Al Snow shakes. So Bossman promises to deliver Al Snow Pepper, so we'll see what happens on SmackDown. We next get Taka Michinoku with Funaki taking on X-Pac. Taka nails a heel kick and a springboard moonsault.
And I'm sorry, Big Show and Undertaker are the tag team champions right
Yeah.
now. Okay.
So yeah, so Taka nails a springboard moonsault. Funaki slams X-Pac into the steps. X-Pac hits a sit-out powerbomb, a Bronco Buster, and then he nails an X-Factor to Taka to get the win. After Funaki tries to attack X-Pac, but is met with an X-Factor, and then X-Pac leaves the ring saying, I want everything my way. He wants all the titles. So X-Pac seems to be on his own. We get an elimination tag match where all these teams just come out and start brawling with each other. We see Edge and Christian, the Hardy Boys, the Acolytes, the Hollies, Midian and Viscera, Draws and Prince Albert, Stevie Richards and Blue Meanie. They all fight. Referees separate them, and this match ends up being a no contest, just the way to get all these teams out on TV. The Rock comes out next. The Rock says, Undertaker, Big Show, you two jabronis, come and face The Rock in a handicap match tonight. Big Show, pull down your tights. Undertaker, take your Mickey Mouse tattoos and your head and stick it straight up the Big Show's ass. Mankind comes out. Mankind says, you don't have to do this alone. I know you don't like me. I know what you can do. You know what I can do. The people want me as your partner. If Undertaker and Big Show find the testicular fortitude, they should put the titles on the line, and I would like to be the people's partner. Together, we will stand side by side and lay the smack down. The Rock says, whoa, one time tonight you will be the people's partner, but don't you ever steal my catchphrases again. And The Rock says, if you smell, the Mankind does it as well. The Rock says, what did I just tell you? What The Rock is cooking. So we're going to see The Rock and Mankind tag team up to take on the Big Show and The Undertaker later on tonight. Next, Meat and Terry come out. Terry flirts with The Rock, and The Rock says, you want to go one-on-one with the Great One? Go to the SmackDown Hotel, put on nice negligee. You like bubbles? Well, bubble your ass on out of here. And The Rock leaves Terry with that. Meat is then seen caught on GTV kissing Mariana, who is Chaz's girlfriend. Terry slaps Meat. Chaz attacks Meat. And then Mariana and Terry brawl, and we have a love triangle being shown. Nothing good here. Next, we have the Intercontinental Champion Jeff Jarrett and the European Champion Mark Henry with Deborah and Miss Kitty taking on D'Lo Brown and Mr. Ass. During the match, Chyna comes out for commentary. D'Lo nails a sit-out powerbomb. Jarrett nails a flying flatliner to D'Lo. Mark Henry chokes D'Lo on the ropes and nails a clothesline. Henry takes control, but then Chyna takes the guitar, and she accidentally hits Mr. Ass with it, and Jeff Jarrett gets the pinfall victory. So there's still issues between Chyna and Mr. Ass, and Chyna is getting her title shot against Jeff Jarrett, Unforgiven, coming up in September, so we'll see more between these four. Tess is backstage, and he asks Pat Patterson and Gerald Briscoe to be his best men for his wedding to Stephanie McMahon. We then get Ken Shamrock taking on Gangrel with the Hardy Boys. Shamrock slams Gangrel into the steps to start. Referees kick out the Hardy Boys, and Gangrel continues to attack Shamrock. Shamrock nails a drop kick, but Gangrel hits a power slam, and Shamrock applies a leg lock to get the victory. Howard Finkel comes out, and Finkel says, may I direct your attention to the Titantron? Chris Jericho's music plays, and then we see Chris Jericho on the Titantron. Jericho says, the only thing dangerous about you is the people operating machinery watching your match. Show up on Thursday, Junior, and I will promise you will never be the same again. So Chris Jericho calling out Ken Shamrock for SmackDown. Excited to see that go down. The WWE Women's Champion Ivory comes out next. Ivory says, just because you saw me half naked does not mean I can be a part of your fantasy. Tori is a slut, and Ivory is a lady. That's when Tori runs down and attacks Ivory. Luna Vashon and Jacqueline run out, and all the ladies get separated by referees. Next, we have the Tag Team Championships on the line. The Tag Team Champions, The Big Show and The Undertaker, taking on Mankind and The Rock. Rock and Mankind nail a double facebuster for Big Show to start. Big Show nails a power slam to Mankind and applies a bear hug. Paul Bearer calls The Undertaker backstage to show him something. We don't see what that is. Mankind nails a low blow, but Big Show hits a double clothesline. Big Show chokeslams The Rock and kicks a chair in Mankind's face, but still gets a two count. Mankind applies Mr. Sacco and the Mandible Claw. The referee gets knocked out, but The Rock hits Big Show with a steel chair. And then The Rock and Mankind do a double people's elbow. And we have new WWE Tag Team Champions in The Rock and Mankind. This is the beginning of the Rock and Sock connection. But this is a decent episode of Raw. We're getting a lot of stuff happening. We're seeing Chyna get involved with the Intercontinental title. The Rock and Mankind, new tag champions. What was up with The Undertaker being forced backstage by Paul Bearer? Triple H is continuing to attack everybody. Chris Jericho and Ken Shamrock, Allison and the Big Boss Man. Boss Man is promising to deliver Pepper. A lot of action coming this way for SmackDown. So let me know in the comments what was your favorite moment from this episode of Raw. Stay safe, and until next time, stay uncensored.